Episode 10. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. If you're just learning about pointers, make sure that you listen to Episode 8, Pointers, Computers Use Them Too, before this episode. In fact, listen to Episode 8 a couple times. It'll only make your understanding stronger. Go ahead and pause this episode and go to Episode 8 first. Okay, once you're ready, here we go. A double pointer is nothing more than a pointer to another pointer. It's possible to continue this pattern indefinitely, having pointers to pointers to pointers and so on. But you'll rarely need more than a double pointer. Why would you need a double pointer in the first place? The example in Episode 8 seems to solve everything already, right? I mean, you've got a bunch of items, each sitting at some row and shelf address, and by themselves, they are completely unorganized so that they can make the best use of available space. They used to be organized, but as new shipments arrived, the items were put on shelves that had room. They were kept together at least, but there is no longer any relation from one group of items to other group of items sitting to its left and right. All of this is okay because you use pointers to organize what would otherwise be a mess. Imagine walking into Home Depot and finding light bulbs next to the concrete which is next to a refrigerator. And not even all the refrigerators, just one type. To browse all the refrigerators, you would have to walk back and forth through the whole warehouse. The only reason the previous example worked at all is because there is no need to organize the items for direct customer browsing. The unorganized layout constantly changes, and the only thing that brings it under control is the stack of index cards. The stack of index cards is organized for quick and efficient searching. But I still haven't described double pointers yet. I'm getting to that right now. Let's say that this system works so well that the inventory grows and so does the stack of index cards. In fact, it's no longer just a stack of index cards. They occupy a large box and this box is getting too big to fit on your desk. You need to find some place to keep the box of index cards when it's not being used, so why not use one of the empty shelves for this too? You soon discover, though, that just like the other items get moved around on the shelves sometimes, your box of index cards gets in the way and also needs to be moved. So to remember where you last put the index cards, you decide to write down the location on another index card, which you will keep with you at your desk. You've just created a pointer to your box full of other pointers. That's a double pointer. It's quite useful, really. Especially when other people need access to the box of pointers. When it's time for you to go home, you can hand the single double pointer index card to the next person taking over your duties. And when you come back the next day and the other person returns your double pointer card, you know it will have the current location of the box of the other item pointers, even if it's been changed. After all, that was the whole point. As useful as this seems, in the normal course of programming, there's another situation that's also very common and maybe even more useful. It's kind of similar to what I just described, but I want to explain this scenario with the same warehouse that we've been talking about. Let's imagine it's time for inventory. You've found that for whatever reason, it sometimes helps to just get rid of your box of index cards and start over. Since you've got this down to a system now, you don't have to be the one walking through each row and recording and counting items anymore. In fact, everything's gotten so much bigger because of your system that one person can't do the job anymore. So once a year, you hire a group of people to do this work. You can't really help prepare an empty box either because you don't even know how big of a box will be required. So you just give your single index card to one of the workers with the instructions to find an appropriate box that will hold the new recorded index cards and then find a place for the box on a shelf somewhere. Wherever the new box is placed, the workers are to record its location on the double pointer index card and return it to you. Now how does this map to programming? There will be times when you need to call a method that will help you create something. The problem is that you don't know ahead of time where the method will find room in memory for the new object, just like how the workers found a new box and a new location for the box. So what you do is create a single pointer to the new object type and set the pointer to point to null. That means you don't really have this object yet. You only have a pointer that might eventually point to the object type you want. Then, when you call in the helper method, you give the helper method a pointer to your single null pointer. The helper method creates the new object and gets it ready for your use, then stores the location of the newly created object in your single null pointer. This means your null pointer is no longer a null pointer, but now points directly to the new object. The helper method can do this because you told it where to find your single pointer by giving it another pointer to your single null pointer. When the method finishes, all you have to do is look at your original null pointer and check if it still points to null. If it's not null, then that's where the new object lives in memory. If it's still null, then you know that something went wrong and can take corrective action. You might be wondering why at this point. That seems like an awful lot of extra steps to go through. It is. And if you need to rewind and listen again, then go ahead. I know it's easy to get lost. That's why I described the scenario with the inventory workers preparing a new box of pointer cards. The helper method plays a similar role by creating an object for you and letting you know where in memory it placed the new object. But why not just have the helper method directly return the address of the new object that it created using the method return value? Sure, you can do that, and then you don't need a double pointer. Double pointers aren't always needed because normally you'll have other options, like using the return value. But what if you need the return value for another purpose? That's when you need a double pointer, because that's when your only option is to provide information to the method. You can't provide your single pointer directly because of the way methods will make a copy of anything you pass to them. I know, we haven't talked about methods yet. A lot of programming concepts are related to each other, and it would be too much information to try to explain it all in one episode. But there's also no clear line between each topic, so sometimes I'll need to partially explain something and then come back to it later from a different angle. This is one of those times. If you want to come back to this episode after you learn more about methods, then you might get more understanding that you're missing now. You see, when you call a method, you can provide extra information to the method if it was written that way to require extra parameters. And the method can return to you a single value through its return value. Any extra parameters that you provide are your own and are off limits to the method. So when you want a method to be able to change your pointer, you can't pass the pointer itself. You have to pass another pointer that points to your pointer. It's the double pointer that's now off limits, but that's okay because changing the double pointer is not the goal. The double pointer just tells the method where it can find the actual pointer. Once the method knows where to find the actual pointer, then it has the ability to update that pointer to point to the address of the newly created object. Before ending this episode, I'd like to also say that trying to explain the concept of a double pointer through audio only is really demonstrating how difficult it is to program in English or in any other spoken language. The precision just isn't there. Using diagrams or actual programming examples is much better. This is one of the more difficult episodes, so let me know if you have any questions, and I'll explain further. You can also find the show notes page for all the episodes at takeupcode.com/podcast, where I'll post additional information. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.